brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. It's a Friday, which means hopefully we'll be in a better mood than we normally are.
Possibly. I'm on a high, a natural high.
Because
the summit.
Because CeeDee Lamb is sticky fingers.
Dude, that man, that it's just disappointment city in Dallas, but not that. Just what we experienced yesterday again at the summit with the people, the love that was just thrown our way, and listeners and everybody that showed up and tuned in. We love you here at 95.7 The Game. I'll talk to Steiny about being a little tardy, but other than that, we had a ball.
I got to tell you, I thought
they did a video of you being late. If the brother was late, I'd be written up, but it's okay. Steiny, go ahead.
I'm walking around Bloomingdale's at 356 asking everybody under the sun if there's a 95.7 The Game broadcast. You know, nobody knows. I go into Dolce and Gabbana. They have no idea what's going on. I'm like, is there an outdoor area anywhere here? Yeah, go up to Gucci and take a left. And
you were supposed to valet. It was all perfect.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? That's the other thing.
You're special.
That's the other thing. You know, just another event where I'll probably lose $100. You know, driving down to San Jose, parking. You know, I can't fill out an expense report.
Whitley had the best video of before we got there, Steiny. They were like, what house to be the last one to show up? Will it hurt me? I was his guest, but everybody else, the other four of them picked you. And then to watch you come in from Bloomingdale's is the greatest video that I've seen in a while. But we had a blast, and thank you, everybody. John, Alnetta.
Who's John?
The guy that gave me the cowboy gift.
Oh,
and then the history of the Niners.
Man, yeah.
We got some great P1s.
Who the hell is John?
My man.
We did get some bad news last night.
We got cryptic
on Christian
news. Cryptic.
What's cryptic mean?
Scary. Season ending. Can change the whole fortune of this thing. I'm being real. Go ahead.
I'd say more mysterious.
It's 10:04. You haven't mentioned my outfit. Come on.
How come you dress so nice, Goo?
Evan is my boy. He's going to Lil Wayne tonight. I'm going to Harding Park, and I'm helping him see.
I think it's Lil Wayne, if I'm not mistaken. Oh,
you got me there, Steiny. Lil
Wayne.
You
still won't listen to any song I send you.
Oh, no. Mr. Carter, I'm ready to get into it.
Look at you. But I'll be helping MC in the San Francisco chapter of Autism, and they're having their golf tournament, their annual, Steiny, at Harding Park. So I'll catch you at the cafeteria and then dip over there.
Nice. Sounds good. 49er fans, how are we feeling about the Christian McCaffrey news?
Damn.
He was limited at practice yesterday. Kyle Shanahan's going to talk to the media today about 1:30. We'll either have it live or we'll get it to you right away. We'll probably take it live, though, for sure. And we'll find out what's going on with Christian McCaffrey, whether it's a big deal or not. But it feels like it's going to be a big deal just because it's his calf and the injury he's coming off of.
Steiny, I mean, we heard Willard right before the breaking news sounded, you know, at the summit, just talk about what he had looked like, McCaffrey, in Willard's eyes when he was out at practice. And he wasn't the only one. You know, Matt Bear, everybody talked about so how fresh he looked. But again, I kept telling you all, talk to me when he gets pounded on or guys are throwing him on the ground that weigh 300 and dogpiling on him. But this happened without him getting hit. So, Steiny, I hope I'm wrong, but I can't believe we talked about Juwan Jennings and again took for granted that they would have the Niners, the services of one Christian McCaffrey. And as you look at me and your Johnny Cash black polo shirt, Steiny, I'm starting to think if he's limited and he told you he could go, I would hold him out just for the sake of proceeding with caution?
I have no idea. Like, I seriously have no idea. I have no idea whether he can injure it further. I've got no idea whether he's 90% and can play through it. We have no idea the severity. So I think that's the part that really worries 49er fans. And, you know, I guess what I'm wondering is if you're a 49er fan and you hear this news yesterday, like, how do you get panicked?
Oh.
Because I got to tell you, like, maybe it's because, you know, I'm not a 49er fan per se, but I do feel like, yes, it's a big blow, but I feel like we're all assuming that it's kind of over for McCaffrey. It feels like most people are thinking this is going to be a serious thing, and now he's probably not going to play a lot this year.
And I feel like a window's is coming shut if that's the case. Hopefully you're wrong. That's how I feel.
Yeah,
What
window?
Of the championship prism.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think this was a Super Bowl team with McCaffrey, and I'm not sure. Obviously, it's not a Super Bowl team without McCaffrey, but, you know, the bottom line is there's not a juggernaut in the division, and the 49ers, I don't give up on them possibly winning the division. I don't.
Can I ask you one of the biggest questions that came up yesterday, and we'll never know the answer, and Kyle's going to speak today at the summit. Do you think they knew something was going on when they got B-Rob from the Commanders? I thought to myself, of course they did. They didn't want to go public. Or was it just good fortune that situation went bad, you know, in the nation's capital? And they were like, okay, well, we'll bring him to our team. But Stani, I've been around a few blocks in my life, so am I naivete to be thinking they didn't know something was up with them?
How many games did McCaffrey play last year? Yeah, so if my running back played four games last year,
damn, Stani.
I don't care what the injury is. I don't care how old he is. I don't care what his history is. Right. It's like you better protect yourself.
All right. I got you.
For the following season. And, like, to me, I mean, if they knew something was wrong or if they didn't know something was wrong, to me, that's not important. What's important is
you did something.
They obviously felt like a guy coming off that injury and who played that few amount of games, you needed to get some support for him, whether it was going to be in the games where you divvy up carries to lighten the load for McCaffrey, or whether McCaffrey misses some games and then you have Brian Robinson there to take his place.
Yeah,
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say Jordan Mason comes to mind. You said at the summit too, and I agreed with you. He kind of held it down, can't catch the ball out the backfield like McCaffrey, but he's making more than Robinson. My bottom line is I don't know who's better, but maybe if they thought, you know, that McCaffrey was going to have this, you know, it'd be a question mark, whatnot. Maybe who's to say Jordan Mason's not still on the team? But that doesn't matter because they got lucky, because that's what it looks like now with B-Rob. But I'm going to tell you guys this. If it's just B-Rob, he's not a McCaffrey.
Nobody is.
Mm.
So they'll have to make do without him if he's hurt. We don't even know if he's going to miss Sunday's game. We have no
really,
idea.
You really yet. Is there? How much of you believe that? Of your being believes that? Oh, Stein, there's no doubt he's missing the game Sunday. It's Friday, bud.
Yeah, I don't. Maybe. Right, I guess he played four
games. That calf was barking, whatever was going on with it. Oh, and you said the great Doc Pangea joined the morning guys, so we can get what he thinks about it.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Does this Christian McCaffrey news change your overall outlook for the 49ers this season? And for me personally, it doesn't. Last night, we got to predict the number of wins we thought. I threw 10 out there. Then we got the news McCaffrey was hurt. And I'm not coming off 10. I'm still not coming off 10 wins. So it doesn't, it's not my way of saying McCaffrey doesn't mean anything. It's my way of saying I think the 49ers still have some other things they can do and can still, you know, get to where they need to go. Coming up at noon today, we got Randy Cross, former San Francisco 49er. And what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.